Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha William, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bone, hit them up on Facebook and let them know that we are live and on the air. First of all, I want to thank everybody for tuning in on the day, because this is the day that the Lord has made, and we should be rejoicing each and every day, not just on Sunday. Each and every day we should be rejoicing. As you get up out of your bed, you should be rejoicing in the Lord. You know, thank the Lord for another day. I know sometimes it gets kind of hard when you try to get up out of the bed, especially on Monday morning, but you know, this is the day that the Lord has made. So when you get up in the morning, I want you to hold on to this word right here and say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice. So you put yourself in there, glory to God. Keep it personal. Amen. Because you want a personal relationship with the Lord, so you got to keep it personal. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to go ahead on, amen, with our announcements on today. If you missed it yesterday, you missed a treat. You always miss a treat. I'm telling you, because whenever Faith Come By Hearing show comes on, none other than Elder Bertha Askew, you just miss it if you don't come on and get on and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to her. I'm telling you, y'all just miss it. You miss it and you miss it. And she throws down the prayer, good God Almighty, and the preaching all at one time. And if you notice, she came on singing. Amen. It moves your heart whenever you can hear the anointing. Look, if you ain't got no anointing in your voice, you know, I'm going to help y'all out. Just hold that for the shower. Amen. Glory to God. But I know Elder has an anointing on her voice when she's singing, because you can hear, amen, the anointing all in it. Glory to God. And the show comes on at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern every Saturday. If you missed it, you missed a treat. But it's also on demand where you can go back and you can hear it. Amen. Then if you move on down, we're called the Hour Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams. Glory to God. And I'm coming to you live on this day. Hallelujah. And the show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern. So the shows are pre-recorded, and I have a hour show. And coming on next will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. The show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern. I encourage you to come on and hear what the Lord is saying to Minister Elaine. The show comes on next. And I also want to encourage you to go and purchase a book. It is an awesome book. So I want you to go and purchase it. You can go on her page, amen, on Facebook. And you can, the link is there for you to click on, hallelujah, to purchase the book. My God, what an awesome, awesome read. So you want to go and purchase it. Amen. I tell you, it's off in the house, so I encourage you to go get the book and read it. Hallelujah. My God, my God. And Minister Elaine Jackson's show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern. I want to make sure you get those times down right, so you can go over and show Minister Elaine some love also. You want to hear, amen, what the Spirit of the Lord is doing. You know, we got to stay closer and closer and get closer to the Lord. All that other stuff don't matter. All that other junk don't matter. All the things in the world, guess what? It don't even matter. You know, people talking about you, it don't matter. People saying bad things about you, it don't matter. Learn to let it be like water on a duck back. Ha! Oh, my God, my God. Let it roll off. Hallelujah. You don't all, you can't chase down every lie that's being told. Glory to God. And you can't chase down every foul mouth that's coming against you. So what you need to do is just love them anyway. You know, when we, Jesus had unconditional love for us. You just think about it. God gave his only son. So he went, amen, on the cross for us, because he had so much love, hallelujah, for us. So guess what? We just got to love people, learn to love people, and let it go. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, they said this and she said that and he said that and all. Just let it go. Glory to God. Whenever they come, just say, you know what? I don't even want to know. It's best you just don't even tell me. Because then I got to spend all this time trying to get this stuff out of my mind that you just put in there about what she said, he said. And, you know, if there's a problem, then guess what? They'll come tell me about it. And if they don't, and they tell everybody else, that's between them and Jesus. Because guess what? He's going to handle that. Hallelujah. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. I will repay. Amen. So don't worry about it. I think we spend so much time worrying about what others say and what others do till we miss what God want to do in our lives. We miss the word. We miss what Jesus want to come in and just, amen, just take us to another level. And he can't take us to that level because you're always worried about the other fella. If you're going to worry about him, then pray for him. Now, that you can do. Oh, that ain't my message. We're going to move on. Glory to God. That was just a little side note there. I ain't going to charge y'all for that one. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. And I want to encourage you on Tuesday night, Apostle and Pastor, the Wild Radio team, come on at 6 Pacific Standard Time, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern. Amen. If you missed it on last week, you know what? Every time they come on, you just miss a treat. Hallelujah. You want a life coach? You want a mentor? You want a marriage counselor? You want a spiritual leader to help you and lead you and guide you into that next level? I encourage you to come on and grab hold. Hallelujah. And join the wagon. Glory to God. We ain't got no wagon. Amen. The wheel about to fall off. No, at least a strong wagon. Hallelujah. We got enough horses to pull this wagon. So I want to encourage you to come on and get on. Glory to God. Go ahead and hit them up on Facebook. Prophetess Yvonne Rouse. Amen. And Pastor Joseph Rouse. You can go on and inbox them and let them know what your need is. And I can guarantee, amen, glory to God, they will meet the need. Hallelujah, glory to God. Go tell them what you need. You need a life coach. Tell them you need a mentor. You need a marriage counselor. You know, I encourage people on today, do not be afraid to get the help that you need. You know what's so a lot of things, amen, people go through, you know, they don't want nobody to know it. I can understand you don't want to come on radio, you know, and put all your business out there, because I don't want you to put it all out there. Just tell me you need prayer, amen, and then we'll go from there. If you need further assistance, then say, well, you know, I need further assistance. Okay, and then I'll just take your number down, you know, and any of us will take your number down, and we'll get back with you. You don't have to put all your business, amen, splash it out there on Straight Street. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. But whatever you need, amen, come on and get it. Hallelujah. You know, it ain't costing you nothing really to pray. Amen. Hallelujah. You ain't paying nothing for prayer. You can't pay enough for prayer. Glory to God. But you know, what's getting in the way of so many people now is pride. Pride is a big issue. It's getting in the way of you getting your prayer needs met. So get out of your prideful self, amen, and hit them up and let them know what the need may be. Let them know what you need. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And this show comes on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern. I repeat the times so you won't get them mixed up. Glory to God. And I'm going to encourage you to partner with us. And in partner, you will receive many, many, many things. From Monday, you'll receive an inspirational word. Hallelujah. Then look, Tuesday night, amen, Apostle and Pastor, glory to God. Hallelujah. Then you'll receive something on Wednesday, glory to God. Thursday, hallelujah. Friday, my Lord. Saturday, Sunday, all the way down through the week to keep you encouraged. You know that song said, be encouraged no matter what's going on. He'll make it all right, but you got to stay strong. Oh, my God, hallelujah. So come on and get in, amen, and let God be God in your life, hallelujah. I know some of you say, well, yeah, I went to church today. That's fine. What did you get? Hallelujah. Don't just get a good, he preached a good message, hallelujah. Glory to God. Then whenever trials and tribulations come along, you forget all about that message that was taught. This is a continuing thing. You have to stay connected. Hallelujah. So I'm going to encourage you, amen, to come on and partner. We're only asking for $25 or more to become a partner and join us and be blessed. Because God is moving. Don't miss the move of God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Now, I want to encourage you now, if you want prayer, I want you to go ahead and press the 1. And I'm going to bring you in for prayer. But all I want you to do is tell me where you're calling from and your prayer request. You don't have to tell me your name. Hallelujah. You don't have to tell me all your business out there on Straight Street. Just tell me what you need prayer for. Amen. Just kind of sum it up, you know. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. No one has pressed the one. So guess what? We're going to go on. Amen. With Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we come before you, O Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to just bless them in a mighty way, O Lord. Those that's under the sound of my voice, Lord God. Let them hear, Lord God, a word, an inspirational word, Lord God, that's going to lift them up, Lord God. Oh, my God. Whatever they're going through, O God. Only you know, Lord God, in the mighty name. Name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to just hold on, God, to each and every one of them, Lord God, and give them all, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, to take care of them, to provide for them, Lord God, to give them the comfort, the peace, the love, and the joy, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we know, Lord God, all things, Lord God, you will provide for them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We know, Lord God, that nothing is too hard for you, O God. We know, Lord God, that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. It's called according to your purpose, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just ask you, Lord God, to continue, Lord God, to help them, Lord God, along the way, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus, O God. We know, Lord, if they fall, Lord God, you'll be there to pick them up. You'll be there to pick them up, Lord God, and raise them up in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we know, Lord God, all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord, Lord. And we know, Lord God, that it's working out for their good, Lord God, because what the enemy means for bad, Lord, you'll turn around and you'll make it good, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you, God, oh, Lord, oh, God, Lord God, to heal them everywhere they hurt, Lord God, in their mind, Lord, all those mind-binding spirits, the things that come that tries to bind them, that's stopping them from sleeping at night. We ask you to heal them, God, right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, to take control, oh my God, of every thought in the name of Jesus. It's not like you. Oh, my Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to take control, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we call on your Holy Ghost power to take control, in the mighty name of Jesus, to lead and guide them into your spiritual truth, in the name of Jesus, to heal them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. They won't hurt again, in the name of Jesus. For every hurt that they've been through, we know, Lord, that you can heal it, God, in the name of Jesus. The church hurt, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Relationship hurt, in the name of Jesus. We know, Lord God, that nothing is too hard, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we know, Lord God, anything that they've already been through, Lord. Lord God, we know, Lord. We know, Lord, that it wasn't of you, Lord. Father God, we know it was the enemy, Lord God, that's trying to trick them and send them in a different direction to get them and stray them away from the path that you have them on. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we decree and we declare. We declare, Lord God, that they're back on that path. And they shall stay on that path right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Ain't God good? He is good all the time. You ought to be rejoicing and praising the Lord, for he is good and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. I know you may not feel like it, but praise him anyhow. I know you may not see it. Hallelujah. But praise him anyhow. I know you may not have saw it on yesterday. You may not see it today, hallelujah, but continue to praise the Lord. Hey, everything that has breath should praise ye the Lord. Good God Almighty. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now there is someone, hallelujah, listen, hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. There's someone, hallelujah, listen, glory to God. There's someone, amen, who's getting ready, hallelujah, to be married. Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But listen, seek God before you go to that altar. Hallelujah. So many times you forget, hallelujah, now, just because, you know, amen, I know. But right before we got online, hallelujah, he was giving it to me, so I got to give it to you. Glory to God. Listen, whether you're online or whether you're on web, hallelujah, listen up, huh? Seek God before you go to that altar. Hallelujah. And if there's any doubt in you and you say, well, I can't hear from God like that, well, here's what you need to do. Hallelujah. If you can't hear from God, then if you don't hear nothing, then you don't do nothing. You just sit down and wait. Hallelujah. And there ought to be someone that you can trust, that you can talk to. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. Sometimes people think that people trying to hold them back. No, you just don't want me to have no man. No, it's not that you don't want me to have no woman. Hallelujah. I didn't say whether it was a woman or a man. I didn't say. Glory to God. But I'm just saying there ought to be someone that you can talk to. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sometimes people are afraid to talk to other people, and they're afraid to come online and press the one. Amen. They're afraid what the apostle going to say, what the pastor going to say, what the prophet going to say, what the evangelist is going to say. Amen. Glory to God. But understand, nobody's going to embarrass you. God is not a God, amen, of embarrass you. Hallelujah, to embarrass you. He's not that type of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, warning always comes before destruction. He'll send it to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. So I encourage you to go ahead, hallelujah, and seek him first before you go to that altar. Hallelujah. I don't care if you're going to the altar, courthouse, hallelujah, you and the two chairs and the pastor, whatever, however you prefer to get married, whatever. But seek him before you go to that altar. You know, seek some counseling. Seek some help. Hallelujah, before you go, hallelujah. I don't care if you're 90, I don't care if you're 80, hallelujah, I don't care how old you are, amen. Just make sure that, amen, that you know what you're doing, hallelujah. Because once you get in those relationships, amen, then it's hard to get out. Once you even, amen, go through, amen, hallelujah, divorce, amen, guess what? You still, hallelujah, there comes a healing process and a healing all over and over and over and over. Glory to God, a healing process. And God has to wash you clean and get your mind back straight. I'm just going to help tell you like it is. Glory to God. So just seek him before you go to the altar. And also there's someone who has, I see it like a rising or something. Amen. Hallelujah. It's on their body. Hallelujah. And it's inflamed. It's got pus in it. I see it. Well, we're going to pray for that right now. Hallelujah. It's on your body, and I see it. It's flamed. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. You know what I mean. It's red, and it's got pus in it, and it has swollen. Glory to God. Well, we're going to pray that God would dry it up right now in the name of Jesus. We decree and we declare, hallelujah, glory to God, that it's drying up. Oh, my God. I see it fading away. Oh, good God almighty. Hallelujah. That thing has been bothering you, but it's drying up. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, God, that they're healed, healthy, and whole. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. We serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's go ahead and turn to 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3, glory to God. Do you love Jesus? Hallelujah. You know, there's this I see this little girl on this video. She said, you don't love God? What's wrong with you? Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you know, there's many say that they love him, but guess what? Hallelujah. They don't keep his commandments. If you love it, listen, if you got the love and love and love of God in you like you say you do, then you're going to treat people differently. You're going to treat them right, glory to God, regardless of how they treat you. You know, I always say, you know, if they some people say, well, you know, if they mess with me, they're going to get got. You know, that's how they talk down here in the South. Hallelujah. But if they mess with you, then what you got to do still, you got to love them. That don't mean you have to go and eat with them. You don't have to, amen, drink your favorite Sprite or your Coke with them all the time. But you still got to love them. Glory to God. You got to love them unconditionally, and no matter what, it don't matter. I know what they did to you last night. I know what they did to you during the years. I know how they cheated on you, but you still got to love them. Hallelujah. Let's go on with the word of God. Hallelujah. I know y'all ready to ride this train. My God, my God. We're going to try to take it nice and slow, but you know the Holy Ghost sometimes grab a hold to you. Hallelujah. And you just have to let him go. Let it have his way. Glory to God. Let's go. Amen. Chapter 3. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. You know, you could count it. But for people in the world sometimes, you know, even people in the church, hallelujah, you know, sometimes it just depends. It's, you know what? I love God. Oh, my God, I love him. I love him. I love him. But you still go ahead. Really, what you're doing is you're hanging him on the cross. If you got that really, really agape love and you love the Lord like that, then you're going to walk in the righteousness. You're going to walk in the place that you should be walking in, glory to God. You're going to walk a thin line, glory to God. Say, Lord, you know what? I did this, Lord, and I did that, Lord, and I did this, Lord. And you know what, Lord? You're going to repent quickly, you know, and say, Lord, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Lord, for all I did, I repent, you know. I didn't mean to do that. Yes, but you know what? Some don't do that. They say, oh, yeah, I love God. I love God. Oh, yes, I love him. So let's just give an example. Hallelujah. You know, people can go in a new place. And I'm going to put it like that. They can go in a new place, you know, and I've seen it happen. Some people just don't like people just because. Hallelujah. Oh, I just don't like them. And I've heard people say this. Well, you know what? I don't like them. But you don't even know him. You don't even know her. And you say, I just don't like them because they see the love of God in you. That's why they don't like you. It ain't got nothing to do with you. It's the love of God in you. And just because you don't go along with their foolishness and all that old crazy stuff that they do and all that old silly talk and that silly walk that they do, then they just don't like you. And some people can just enter a building. Oh, I just don't like her every time she come in the building. Oh, my God, look at her. She thinks she all that in a bag of chips. Good God Almighty. My God. Hallelujah. Oh, she just nasty. She just, and ain't even, sometimes people don't even open their mouths against you. Ain't said not one word against you. Don't say nothing. Don't just say, hey. And sometimes they may not even say that. Hallelujah. But it's okay. You ain't responsible for how they treat you, but you're responsible for how you treat them. Glory to God. And if you got the love of Jesus in you, you're going to speak anyway. It don't matter. He shed his blood on the cross for us. He loved us so much. God gave his only begotten son. Y'all know the story. Come on. Glory to God. And when he went to the cross, it was for us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, come on. Who can give their own children that like that for somebody? Who can do that? Glory to God. Who will do that? Glory to God. Come on. Hallelujah. So we got to have love no matter what. Learn to have that agape love. Hallelujah. That love that going to love them anyhow. Yeah, you may get mad with them. Yes, true enough. Hallelujah. Lord, help me, Lord God, if I got mad. Lord, help me, Lord, with all that. But I'm still going to treat you right. Hallelujah. Yeah, I might not want to come and sit with you, amen. And we may not want to come and eat egg sandwiches together or, you know, we may not want to have our favorite cereal together. But I'm going to love you anyway. Because if you don't love them, then you can't love God like that. Hallelujah. Because the love of God ain't in you. Hallelujah. Instead of love of, come on, that love of many going to wax cold. Glory to God. You know, people just going to love money and love getting what they get. Hallelujah. And writing books and doing all this kind of stuff and just on and on. And they forget all about God. They forget all about him. They don't went all the way to the top. What I'm saying, you know, listen, down there at the bottom, you know, took your elevator all the way up and it didn't go up by yourself because he took you up there. And then you left him down there at the bottom. Hallelujah. Well, why can't you just have his love on the inside? And, Lord, you know, if I go, you go. Hallelujah. Lord, if I get a dime, you get a dime. Lord, if I get another dollar, you get another dollar. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, listen, I'm just saying dollar, dollar. Come on. Glory to God. But y'all can get more than that now if you want to. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doeth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Okay, let's move on. Glory to God. And every man that has this hope in him purifies himself even as he is pure. You know, God is pure and his love is pure. You know, so, you know, you got to work towards some stuff. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to learn how to keep God's commandments and do the right thing. Hallelujah. You can't just kick it to the curb. You know, there are commandments that we ought to walk by and go by. Hallelujah. The whole Bible, amen, that was just 10, amen, that gave us a layout But the whole Bible is a commandment. That's why we have to read and stay anchored in the Word. We have to read and stay connected to the Word. That's why we have to stay connected to people that can help us and tell us and help us to get up that ladder to where God wants us to be. You don't always want to be a French fry, glory to God. Don't you want to be a T-bone steak sometimes? Don't always want to be that fry and you're greasy. Hallelujah, glory to God. And you ain't amounting to nothing. Don't you want to be more? Hallelujah, glory to God. Don't you want to be that filet mignon? Did I say it right? Okay. Hallelujah, glory to God. Don't you want to be more? Hallelujah, in Christ? Hallelujah. Well, you need to get some of that hate out you, my God, and learn how to love people. I don't care. You know, there was a sermon I heard one time, and I hear it. Amen. And they talk about working in a hostile environment. Glory to God. Well, guess what? Just because the environment hostile, that don't make you hostile. Hallelujah. Don't let them rub off on you. You rub off on them. And if you don't think you can rub, you know why you can't rub off on them? Because you're talking amen back to them, and you're doing the same. You're treating everybody the same way that they treat them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's why you can't change it. Hallelujah. And that's what you have to do. You have to change your environment. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't let it change you, but you change it. Hallelujah. You go back to the cross. Lay down there at the cross at Jesus' feet. Amen. At night. I don't care. Get your blanket. Get your sleeping bag. Glory to God. Or you can just get you one of them comforters or covers or whatever you want to get. And just lay out there and say, Lord, if anything in here that's not like you, Lord God, I want you to take it out. If it's stopping me from showing these people that I love them, it's stopping me from going to that next level, I want you to take it out. Because if you're pure, then I need to be pure. You're righteous, I need to be righteous. Because if I don't confess you as my Lord and Savior, then I need to live according to the way you want me to live. I need to live and walk by this word, not by the people word, but by this word that you have given unto me to read and meditate on. Then, Lord, I want you to take it out so I can live a prosperous life. Sometimes our lives are not prosperous because we got so much hate. You got so much going on the inside. You're so mixed up. You're hearing everything talking to you. Good God Almighty, except Jesus Christ. Glory to God. You're hearing everything talking to you. My God, except that Holy Ghost living on the inside, the leading got you. Glory to God. My God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Whosoever committed sin transgressed against the law. For sin is the transgression of the law. My God, my God. Yes, you break the law, hallelujah, when you sin, hallelujah. Let's move on to 5, amen, we'll go back, hallelujah. And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. You know, ain't no sin in Jesus, glory to God, hallelujah. My God, he came and he took away all that. That's why, look, come on, he loved us so much that he went to the cross for us. Hallelujah. So, come on, it's time now for you to learn how to love. Some people can't love folks. You know, it's easy to love him. I hear, amen, hallelujah. I just had to say it. I hear my apostle singing this song, hallelujah. It's so easy to love you, man. I'm telling y'all she can sing it. Amen, hallelujah. I hear her singing that song, and it is. It's so easy to love him, hallelujah. And you say it's hard to love people, glory to God. But you can love them anyway. You don't have to dine with them, glory to God. You don't have to, like I said, you don't have to break bread with them all the time, hallelujah. But you do have to speak to them at some point. Don't just ignore them, hallelujah, and walk by them and turn your nose up, but you still got to love them anyway, hallelujah, glory to God. Let's move on to 6. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. You know, if you live in Christ, you can't just keep going on, amen, on and on and on and on sinning, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, you can't just keep going on and on. Well, you know, I'm on gossiping, that's a sin, hallelujah. Tearing people down, yeah, it is, hallelujah. Doing things that's not like God, yes, it is. You can't just keep going on and on sinning, hallelujah. You can't just keep going on and on sin, doing the same old thing and thinking it's okay. Well, you know what, Lord, yeah, I repent, Lord, but then I'm going to go back and do the same thing, hallelujah. Nah, you need to ask the Lord to help you, Lord. Help me, Lord. What's making me go back to do that same thing, Lord? What's making me, Lord, go back to that thing? and ask God to take it out. But you know what? So many times people don't talk to him like that. You know, I have a conversation with him. I say, okay, Lord, now this is what happened. Now tell me, Lord, well, how can I not do this thing again? You show me what I got to do to not do this thing again. And guess what? The Holy Ghost living on the inside of you, it will help you. Amen. And tell you what to do, not to go over there and do it again. Then you follow. Hallelujah. You don't just kick it to the curb, but you listen and you follow. Hallelujah. If he don't bring it, amen, to you and you say you can't hear, then guess what? You need to go and get a relationship with God. If you are 30, amen, 40, I'm going to say 50 years old, 60, come on now, and you keep hollering, I want a closer walk with the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, it didn't want to come out. I rebuke the devil in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You want a closer walk with the Lord, then guess what? You got to go on. You got to get this for yourself. It ain't going to just open up and pour on you. Glory to God. This is something you're going to have to do. You're going to have to read this word. You're going to have to meditate on this word. You're going to have to seek the Lord, thy God, for this word. Glory to God. It ain't something just going to come on you. Your closer walk means spending time. Hallelujah. Spending time with him. Glory to God. Seeking him. My God, my God. And believing. You've got to believe. When you pray, believe and have faith. And guess what? It'll come. But it ain't going to come. You keep saying, yes, Lord, I do want it. But I know I fall short, Lord, of reading your word. Well, my God, when you going to start? Hallelujah. You're 60, 70, 80 years old, and you're still hollering, I want more of Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, he ain't moving. He ain't telling you not to come get it. Come on and get it. Hallelujah. It's there for the taking. He ain't trying to hide it. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. The devil been sinning for how long? Hallelujah. Glory to God. He been sinning. He got kicked out of, oh, amen, and him for acting crazy and carrying on. Glory to God. And guess what? He's still around. And now he working people. He working them. He will have somebody to come up to you and just act crazy and talk crazy. You know, there's so much going on in the world. You know what's going to happen? Amen. Glory to God. Now you see people, you know, they'll lead other people wrong. Don't let nobody lead you wrong. Don't let nobody lead you to sin. Glory to God. You know, I remember when people used to try that. You know, you can all be in a conversation or something. Or, yeah, go do that. Go do that. Go do that. I want to see you go do that. That's people trying to get you to sin. But see, they didn't know no better. Hallelujah. When they were telling you that mess. Because then they won't get you, amen, caught up. Hallelujah. And get you thrown out. And then guess what? They were still going to be in the same place that they was in. But they were going to get you caught up and get you thrown out. I used to have that happen to me long, long time ago. Glory to God. But I never did do what they say. Hallelujah. Because I'm knowing better. Hallelujah. Nah. With the Holy Ghost living on the inside of me, don't do it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't ask that question. Don't do this. Don't do that. Holy Ghost will lead and guide you. That's why you have to get your own walk. Hallelujah. It's good you go to church on Sunday. It is. Praise the Lord. You know, don't forget to assemble yourself together. Glory to God. But you got to have that Holy Ghost power that they've been talking about. Hallelujah. Because guess what? That's going to loose you from a lot of stuff. Huh? That's going to help you to stay on track and stay from them sinful places and doing things that you shouldn't be doing. Glory to God. I know I don't have to just sit here and call them out. Hallelujah. You know what you're doing. Glory to God. Come on now. Hallelujah. That's going to stop you from going in them clubs. Somebody went in there, amen, to pray for AJ and JJ Neam. Come on now. Amen. Yeah, you went in there to pray for them, all right? Yes, you went in there to get your slide on. Come on now. Glory to God. You can't fool God. Hallelujah. You can't fool him. Glory to God. My God, my God. Let's move on. Glory to God. Whosoever is born of God doeth not commit sin. For his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. You know what? Hallelujah. My God, Jesus came and he, like I said, he took away all the sin. And once you admit it, you know, you confess Jesus is Lord in your life, he's there, glory to God. And you continue to try, amen, to come up high and read the word and meditate his word and find out what he has for your life and his purpose for your life, glory to God. Yes, you will. Now, let me help you out. Don't you think the devil ain't coming? Because he's going to come and try to sway you with everything he got to pull you out. Hallelujah. But you know what? If you sin intentionally, you know, I understand. But if you keep sinning and you know it's a sin, now that's a different than a babe in Christ. They coming and they just gave their life to Christ, right? Glory to God. Well, there are some things that God's just going to have to separate them from. He's going to start some separation and, you know, some stuff falling off of, you know, amen, some lust spirit. Hey, go. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. Some drinking spirit. Oh, good God Almighty. I feel them falling off as I'm speaking. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Some gossiping spirit. Oh, glory to God. Oh, my God, my God. All that stuff has got to fall off of. Hallelujah. Wanting to go to the club. Hallelujah. My God, and all those things. Hey, and there are some things that's got to fall off from glory to God. Hallelujah. And they fall off, they fall off. But now you know, amen, some of y'all older saints, come on, y'all know what sin is sin. Hallelujah. And then you're still doing it. Glory to God. And you're all in dirt, some of you, and you're still doing it. Hallelujah. Amen. It's all fun. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's okay to laugh sometimes. Hallelujah. My God, I know sometimes it's a word, amen, it gets kind of rough, I know it, but we're going to have fun with it, but it is, amen, the right word. But that's what you got to do, hallelujah. But if you feel, you know, some of them sin intentionally, then yes, you go ahead, you repent. And you get back up and you turn around and you keep doing. That means you turn from the sin and don't keep doing it. Hallelujah. You go on and you do the right thing. Hallelujah. I did that and it made me feel miserable. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Because guess what? He's still there. He ain't moved. Hallelujah. So guess what? He forgives you. You are God's children still. He forgives you. You go on. Hallelujah. But now, come on now. Some of them been around, amen, the garden, around the garden. Come on. We'll put it like that. Hallelujah. You know some stuff. You know some things. Hallelujah. You know some word. Hallelujah. You know some scripture. Come on now. Glory to God. And to that man that knows to do right and don't do it, to that man is sin. Just go ahead and put it on out there. Hallelujah. My God. Let's move on. In this, the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil, whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. You know, come on, you got to love your brother and your sister. Hallelujah. Your brother and your sister is those that you meet every day. It's not just your family, hallelujah, your brother, you know, from the same mother, your daddy's children from the same mother, you know, not just those, it's others, hallelujah, that you see every day. You got to love them. You got to have that agape love for them, hallelujah. You know, people don't love people like they used to, hallelujah. You know, during a time whenever, you know, there'll be a fire in somebody's house or something like that, and then, you know, and they lose everything, then the whole community would get together. And they used to sing this song. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Well, I'm not that old, but, you know, I know some stuff. How about that? I do know some things, you know. Hallelujah. Oh, what a time. What a time. Hallelujah. Time like this, I need the Lord to help me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Those songs right there meant something because those people would feed them. Amen. Glory to God. I remember, hallelujah, in my own house, you know, in my mom and dad's house, glory to God, that, you know, there was these people that would come, amen, and we used to get kind of upset, you know, they would come, and good God Almighty, my mom would be done cooked cakes, amen, she had them all on the stove, she had them all everywhere on the deep freeze, had them all everywhere, she done baked, oh, my God, for 2 or 3 days, just cooked all kinds of cakes and goodies and all kind of stuff she had in there, the eating, all kinds of stuff, and these people would come, amen, every Christmas they'd come, amen, they'd make sure they come to Maddie's house, glory to God, hallelujah, and they would just get cake, hallelujah, they'd eat you out of house and home. I remember I used to get mad, I'm like, wait a minute, hold up, y'all eating too much, just eat a little bit. Not only would they eat, they would take plates home with them, good God Almighty, hallelujah, they had enough to feed themselves at least 2 or 3 days, good God, And I used to get mad or upset about that. Hallelujah. But then, you know, as I began to get in Christ and I see the love of God, it's okay. Hallelujah. Because you never know what people are going through in their house. They may have didn't have what we have to eat. They may have didn't get what we had to eat. Hallelujah. And now I understand a lot. Glory to God. But amen, that's it. I'm like, okay, now you can get that cake over there now. I didn't like that lame cake. You can have that one. But now this coconut, you don't need to be getting much of that. Just get them little crumbs. That's it. Don't be getting it all. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is good, y'all. Come on. It's okay to laugh. My God, my God. But that's the way it is. So we got to love and love unconditionally. Love your brothers and your sisters. Hallelujah. My God. Do what's right in the sight of God. Hallelujah. No, you know. Look, yes, we do fall short, hallelujah. And, you know, people, you know, they take that scripture out of context. They think if you already contemplate and you already know that what you're going to do is not right and it's not godly, then you go do it anyway. No, that's sin. Don't be coming out and talking about no falling short. You ain't fell short. You were standing tall when you went over there to do what it is you were doing, wanted to do. It ain't no falling short. Hallelujah. You meant to go and do this thing that you were doing. Hallelujah. You meant to go. Well, I'm going to give JJ a call. You know, he called me last week. Hallelujah. But I couldn't call him because I was calling Ray Ray and him. You know, and I went over there and I spent the night with Ray Ray. Okay, listen up. See? And now you're going to call JJ. But then you're going to go to church. Amen. And say, no, I love the Lord. Ooh, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Glory to God. Ooh, I love him. I love him. I love him. But then you done already knew them. Set up two or most ago. Anyway, let me get off. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on now. You stood tall when you went over there. Hallelujah. You knew what you were doing. Hallelujah. You didn't fall short. So we got to learn to do the right thing. We got to love our brothers and our sisters. We got to have an unconditional love as well as Jesus has for us. Glory to God. When you can have that they call it that agape love. Hallelujah. You know, it's coming up. Amen. Well, you'll see balloons flying and all that. It's Valentine's. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, you'll see balloons. Hallelujah. The stores can't keep enough of them. All them Valentine balloons and all them dolls and all that kind of stuff. You'll see all that. Oh, baby, I love you. I love you. I love you. Next thing you know, hallelujah, what are you doing? Lord, have mercy. Jesus, help us. Then they're fighting. Glory to God. And then, all you know, they broke up, honey. Woo. He brought them Valentine flowers and candy and roses, honey. It ain't together. And I'm like, oh, Jesus, help us, Lord. You know, that's not true love. Hallelujah. It's okay, but you got to show love every day. Oh, that's fine if that's what you want to do, is to get somebody some roses and flowers and candy. Amen. That's good and dandy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But, you know, that's true love is to love them anyway, even if they don't give you nothing. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Let's move on and on and on. Well, this is the message that ye heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Oh, my God. You know, we got to learn how to love one another. Glory to God. It's easy for you to love somebody who always giving you stuff, but can you love those who aren't able to give you anything? Hallelujah. You know, sometimes you get so caught up, well, you know what? They gave me, oh, my God, they gave me this, they gave me that, they gave me that. But yes, I love them, I love them, I love them, because they're just so good to me. But can you love those that aren't able to give you those things? Even if you're a husband and wives, or amen, glory to God, or you know, hallelujah. Now, I want to say it right, because I want about to get the wrong understanding. Hallelujah. Husband and wife, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, maybe girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever, or, you know, amen, fiancés and whatever. If they can't give you all that you want, do you still love them then? That's the thing, hallelujah. That's when you know you got that agape love, because it may not be at a point where they can't give you that yet, but God will get them now, hallelujah. Now, if they going out spending their money, amen, on all these, what they always call them, hallelujah, the boy toys, amen, glory to God, hallelujah, the cars, and amen, all the fishing gears and all that different stuff, and then don't get you nothing Valentine, then yeah, you got a right to be upset. Hallelujah, let's move on, glory to God, ain't God good, my God, my God. But we got to learn how to love one another, hallelujah. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil, and his brother's righteousness. See, we all remember the story of Cain and Abel. Glory to God. He gave him his best. He gave God his best. Hallelujah. He gave his best. He lived righteous and he gave his best. But just understand the other brother, you know, he just throws something together. If you love somebody, you're going to give them your best. Hallelujah. If you love them like you say you do, then guess what? You're going to give them your best. You're going to give them your 100% best. Glory to God. You ain't going to be slacking nothing. You're going to give them everything, amen, that you can give them. Hallelujah. Because if you love, hallelujah, your leaders, glory to God, you're going to make sure you're on time, you're on point, you're doing what you need to do. I love y'all, so I'm going to be here. I'm not going to put no extra strain on y'all. I'm going to be right there doing what I need to do. Hallelujah. If it means I got to do something that I had to do earlier, then I'm going to do that earlier. You know, amen. You know, if you love, hallelujah, Jesus, then guess what? You're going to be at the door when you're supposed to be at the door in church. You're going to be there. Hallelujah. Ain't no such thing no more as I'm trying. You see the signs of the time. Amen. Look, everything is happening. Look what we're in now. You see all the weather and the wintry freeze that we're dealing with now, and the snow is coming. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And all those good things that are going on. Glory of God. Hallelujah. If you love like you say you do, then you're going to do what you need to do. If you love like you say you do, then I'm not going to give up on my tithes. I'm going to pay my tithes. No, I ain't going to let the devil fool me. And if you get a raise, glory to God, then you say, you know what, Lord, I got a raise. Lord, whether it's $2 or $3, whatever. Lord, you know, some of this here over here, yours too. So I'm going to go ahead and throw this in there too, Lord. If you love like you say you do, glory to God, then you're going to know Jesus will make a way. Hallelujah. When you take care of your business, hallelujah, doing what you need to do for the Lord, glory, then guess what? He going to take care of whatever your need is. Hallelujah. That's real love right there. When you learn to live righteous, hallelujah. I don't care who's standing over there on the left, hallelujah, but guess what? I'm going to do what's right, hallelujah. I'm going to do what's right, all that I know how to do. Now, amen, like I said, we will fall short, yes, but don't use that scriptures. You already know, well, you know what? Hallelujah, I made this amount of money, and I'm only going to give them this. I'm only going to give my tithe. I'm going to pay, okay, this little bit over here. Hallelujah, and I'm going to keep all this over here, and I'm going to go shopping and get me some new shoes, and I need a new coat. Hallelujah, glory to God. And you know what? I'm going to take JJ and them out to dinner. No, me and JJ and them going to eat us some chicken noodle soup. Hallelujah, and we're going to pay our tithe until God can raise us up when he see we're faithful. See, when he can trust you with a little bit, hallelujah, he can trust you with the little thing, then he can give you much, but sometimes he can't trust you with the little, glory to God, hallelujah. My God, when you truly and truly love the Lord, hallelujah, it ain't nothing that you won't do if he asks you to do it, glory to God. When you truly love the Lord, you can love your sister and your brother. Hallelujah. You won't come against your own peeps. Glory to God. You won't do it. Hallelujah. When you truly, truly love the Lord, all that hatred, if you had any, it should be gone by now. If you truly love the Lord, hallelujah, I'm going to give it all I got. I'm not going to let nothing make me come short of paying my tithes and my offering. I'm not going to do it, hallelujah. And I'm not going to get in over here with Sister Penny and them over here gossiping about those whom God has placed over me. I'm just helping you out. There's somebody who's been getting in some stuff. Listen, hallelujah, you need to get out of that stuff. We in 2019, glory to God and praise God. You need to learn how to get out of that stuff and ask God to help you with your tongue. Because your tongue is loose, glory to God. Your tongue is being too loose, hallelujah, glory to God. So you're in a new season, hallelujah. So you want to make sure you're doing what you need to do. Don't get in them conversation with Sister Penny and them over here against the church, against your leaders, hallelujah. Don't get in that conversation, hallelujah, glory to God. I don't know who it is, but amen, yeah, it's the word, receive it, and let's move on. But if you love the Lord, amen, glory to God, and you love him like you say you love him, hallelujah, glory to God, it ain't nothing that you won't do for him. If you love the Lord, oh, my Lord, huh? If he tells you, go over there and tell Sister Sarah, you know this, you know, I love her, hallelujah. Well, you know what, Sarah, God said he loves you, honey. He just loves you. You ain't got to add or take nothing away from it. Now, all Sister Sarah may need is the love. He didn't tell you to go over there and prophesy to her. He didn't tell you to go over there and lay your hand on it, push her down like she fell out of the Holy Ghost, none of that. Hallelujah. He just said, do what he say. Hallelujah. Go over there and tell her that he loves her. Hallelujah. You know, I ran into that situation. And I went out to this particular place, and, you know, the Lord said, go over there, hallelujah. And I know y'all hurt me, but he brought it back to my remembrance. He told me, he said, just go over there and tell them, you know, that I love them, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, amen, for them. And I just went over there, and I just told him just what he said, and I left it. I didn't try to prophesy to him. I just told him what he said, and I left it. It's up to them to receive it, hallelujah. Glory to God, my God. Hallelujah. So if you love him like you say you do, then you're going to treat your brother and sister in Christ right. If you love him like you say you do, you ain't going to try to find fault in people all the time. Hallelujah. And my God, you know some people try to find fault in people all the time. Not some of the time, but all the time. Hallelujah, my God. You got to learn how to see the good in people. Hallelujah. You know, you say, well, you know what? I don't know why they can't do this and why they can't do that. Well, you know, maybe they can't do it right now. You know, maybe they don't have it to do right now. You know, and I know sometimes people get frustrated with me because that's just how I come off. I said, well, you know what? Maybe they didn't have it to do right now. Maybe later on, or maybe they didn't know to do it, you know. Because don't assume everybody know everything. Because Jesus said the poor you will have with you always. Come on. There are some that don't know what you know. There are some that can't do what you do. There are some that can't even read. Glory to God. But one thing I do know, glory to God, you've got to have the love of Christ on the inside of you to realize that all this stuff right here, it don't even matter. Hallelujah. If you ain't got love on the inside like that, you will always be caught up in mess. Glory to God. You always get caught up, amen, in trying to read people's personalities, and they don't do this, and, you know, I can't stand them this, and I can't stand them that, and they ain't no good over here, and they ain't no good over there. Hallelujah. Well, understand, to my understanding, when he died on the cross, he didn't die for just one. He didn't die for just Prophetess Martha. He died for everybody. Hallelujah. And he died for all to be saved. Hallelujah. He said all. He didn't leave none out. He said, all can be saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you got to learn how to have that agape love. Hallelujah. Don't look fine, always finding fault in people. But can you find some good in them? You know, there are people who can't read. They can't help it because they couldn't read. There are people that don't know what you know. They can't help it because they didn't know, because they didn't have the teaching that you got. You know, hallelujah, each generation gets more and more and more. Each generation, hallelujah, glory to God, is supposed to get stronger, hallelujah. But each generation is really, they're getting worse now. That's what the Bible says, hallelujah. They should be getting stronger in the Lord, glory to God, hallelujah. So you can't, you got to make sure your love walk, check your love walk. Because sometimes your love, amen, is cold, glory to God. Amen, hallelujah. We serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. We got to learn how to love one another no matter what. We got to learn how to see the good in people no matter what. We got to learn, hallelujah, to keep God's commandments no matter what. Is to love everybody, stop all the gossiping, stop all the hate. Hallelujah. Glory to God, and learn how to just love. Hallelujah. Even those that do wrong, hallelujah, we got to love them, because here's the thing, hallelujah, we don't know, hallelujah, how they were raised. I tell them, I tell people these things. That's how I know, hallelujah. I said, Lord, what you want me to preach on today? He said, love. I said, okay, okay, hallelujah, okay, hallelujah, glory to God. You don't know how they were raised, amen, back in the days, hallelujah, coming up to now, glory to God, hallelujah, you just don't know. So you said, well, some said, well, yeah, you know. No, you don't. You don't know. You think you know, but you don't know. Glory to God. It comes further than just, you know, the mom, you know, of now. You got to look at her mom, her mama mom. You got to go back generations. Hallelujah. And this thing come upon them generations down. Hallelujah. Generations, some of it is just generational curses. Glory to God. That travel down through the bloodline. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. So you just don't know. So the next time you get ready to put your mouth on somebody, just see the good in them, glory to God, and say, I'm going to love you anyway, and I'm going to love you anyhow. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. For he is worthy to be praised, my God, my God. Hallelujah, my God. So I want you to just remember, hallelujah, love one another. We got to love everybody, everybody we meet, hallelujah. Don't always meet people with a frown on your face. Sometimes you go in places, you meet people with a frown on your face, hallelujah. Glory to God, you're living. You're amongst the living, hallelujah, glory to God. That means that he spared my life and he gave me time to get it right, glory to God, hallelujah, my God. So I can smile and show people the love of God, glory to God. Hallelujah, my God, hallelujah, glory to God. Amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. I want you to remember, hallelujah, all the announcements that I gave, hallelujah. I don't like to leave the show without giving the invitation to Christ, hallelujah. We serve an awesome God, hallelujah, glory to God. I want you to repeat after me. I'm going to go ahead and give the invitation to Christ. Amen. Glory to God. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Lord God. Lord, forgive me of all my sins. I repent right now. Father God, I want you in my life, God. Clean my heart, Lord. Create in me a clean heart. Renew in me the right spirit. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now blood washed believer. You're washed in the blood. Good God Almighty. So get in a Bible believing church. And if you don't know your next step, I want you to hit me up on Facebook. Hallelujah. You can go ahead and inbox Apostle Yvonne Rouse. It'll be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. You can inbox Minister Elaine. Hallelujah. Jackson. You can inbox Elder Bertha, ask you, amen. You can inbox Prophetess Martha Williams, hallelujah. We will help you to get on their right track, glory to God. Let's get pride out of the way and come on in now, glory to God, hallelujah. And I don't want you to forget that Minister Elaine is coming up next, and I still encourage you to go over and show her some love, amen. I gave you the number, I think, on last week, but I want you to hold, if you didn't hold on to it, hallelujah, I'm going to give it to you again, hallelujah. So, amen, write it down, here we go, 1-347-945-5041. That's Minister Elaine Jackson. So she's coming up next with Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. And I want you to go over and give us some support because we got to show the love of God, amen, everywhere. People need to see the love, hallelujah. You can't, yeah, if your brothers and sisters are hungry and you know you can feed them and then you say, well, okay, I'll see you later. You sitting up there eating a big old burger and you can't buy them a hamburger, oh, come on now. Or you could even say, well, you know what, here, I'm going to give you half of mine. You know, you take half of the fries and all, you can take this. Glory to God. Show love. Hallelujah. You got to show it sometimes. Hallelujah. You can't just sit back and say, well, you know what, I ain't got it. Go on, sister, brother, be blessed. Hallelujah. Because sometimes you do. You know, ain't nothing going to come up on you and God have not prepared you, amen, to take care of that need. Hallelujah. My God. Let's go ahead on and get, and I'm going to give the benediction so we can get out of here, and you can go over and listen to Minister Elaine. Her show will be coming up in 30 minutes. Hallelujah. You're going to get a break, and in 30 minutes, you can go over and listen to her. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen, and we will see you back here on next Sunday. Have an awesome, awesome day.